Welcome in, George Haas, to kick off the hour, joining us on behalf of Community Connections. George, good to see you back in the studio, and how are you, my friend?
Thank you very much, and it's good to be here. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can't complain, but give me a couple of hours when that wind picks back up, and it might be a different story.
You bet. I get that.
Yeah, and you're a bicycle rider. Have you been able to ride the bike much the past couple of weeks?
I have actually ridden on some fairly windy days and walked on some fairly windy days. In fact, I walked to work yesterday, and on the way home, oh man, there were a couple of times I had to lean into the wind in order to stand up. It was crazy.
Oh, and then when you're riding the bike too, a little bit of an extra workout if you're riding against the wind.
Oh, it is.
More leg muscles into it.
It's good exercise.
George, joining us on behalf of Community Connections, Tobacco-Free Nebraska as well, and we are talking about a big event that's coming up in the month of May off the air, George.
Yes, and it is every year. It's on May 31st, and it's World No Tobacco Day. And we're still a few weeks away from that.
Sure.
But if people want to be successful in quitting tobacco, then they need to be thinking ahead and set a quit date. Now, World No Tobacco Day is a day to just not have used tobacco at all for one day.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that leads to permanent quitting. But for those who want to get serious about quitting, and even if you've tried several times before, it's a good time to get your mind around it.
George, tell us about the benefits of stopping the smoking or the chewing or whatever it might be when it comes to the tobacco and to the nicotine.
Well, when we speak specifically of smoking, within a few hours, there are definite benefits as far as a decrease in carbon monoxide levels in the blood. It takes maybe a few months to start seeing some of the other benefits. You're going to get increased lung health, increased heart health, increased blood flow throughout your body. And after an extended period of time, your risk of some of those cancers and other diseases decreases dramatically until in many cases, then your risk is very similar to the person who has not smoked.
Really?
Yeah. So, and it depends on how long you smoke, and some of those risks will definitely not completely be alleviated. And,
sure.
And it depends on how serious your health conditions are when you quit.
Sure. A lot of factors that play into this equation.
Oh, you bet. But things like reduced carbon monoxide levels in the blood, that can happen, within an hour.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. And for those out there listening that have tried before but maybe a little discouraged to try again, there's more assistance available today to kick these bad habits than there's ever been before.
Yes, and there are a couple of FDA-approved medications that are very helpful with that. They do have some side effects, and so it's important to consider those things and maybe talk to your doctor. There are the nicotine replacement products, and the Quit Line, the Nebraska Tobacco Quit Line, is a very helpful resource. So you can get counseling to help you to address those issues related to your patterns of thinking, to your daily habits that can really be factors when it comes to addressing the urges and overcoming those. So I really encourage people to call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, and it is available 24 hours a day. It's free of charge, and it's confidential.
Extremely confidential, and I think, too, one big thing that you hit on, George, is addressing the need that folks feel that they have to indulge in these, whether it be smoking, vaping, or chewing. And I think a big part of it is stress. People use that to relieve stress, and there are other ways to do that.
That is right. And when we talk about nicotine, and, there's been a lot of information put out that is just plain not accurate when it comes to nicotine. I mean, people who should have kept their mouth shut are saying things like, well, nicotine doesn't cause cancer. Well, the reason I say they should have kept their mouths shut is they didn't really know what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have the research to back up their claims. Well, we do have current research now that shows a link between nicotine itself and development of various types of cancer.
Sure.
Nicotine is highly addictive. Nicotine does mess up brain development in youngsters whose brains have not fully developed. I mean, it definitely alters brain development with negative consequences. Nicotine all by itself puts stress on the heart. It constricts blood vessels, and it reduces blood flow throughout the body. So, and this is just the nicotine. That's not everything else. When it comes to the vaping, getting back to the idea of stress relief. People start vaping because they're curious, because their friends are doing it, because they're attracted to the wonderful flavors that many of the vape devices and vape juices come in.
Mm-hmm.
But then also the nicotine gives them a good feeling.
Sure.
It gives them a buzz. But after a little while, it doesn't take long. Often it can be a very short time before they become very dependent on nicotine, and those good feelings diminish, the buzz diminishes. And the stress is one of the reasons that people give for vaping or using other nicotine products. However, it becomes a situation where we've got to relieve the cravings and the stress that comes with that by taking in more nicotine. But when it comes to actually mental health, there's a lot of evidence and a lot of things, studies have shown definitively the nicotine typically increases risk of depression, increases mood swings, increases the types of depression that we often are seeing in youth that we just do not want. So initially, there may be, you know, some things there that make people feel like their stress is relieved and so forth. But after a period of time, it actually makes those depression symptoms worse.
Let's talk about the dangers of secondhand smoke, too, and not only just secondhand smoke, but secondhand vape that can potentially be dangerous as well to inhale.
That is right. And there are a lot of chemicals in tobacco smoke. There are also some chemicals in the aerosol that comes from the vaping. And as we know, when bystanders take those things in, it can be harmful to them as well. But we're not talking about just the secondhand, but also the third-hand smoke. There's a lot of research coming out about third-hand smoke and people that it's very important to have a smoke-free home because of second and third-hand smoke. But even with a smoke-free home, it's important to guard against bringing tobacco in. You end up with third-hand smoke that can also be harmful over a very extended period of time.
Can you tell us, for those that are unaware, George, about the difference between second-hand smoke and third-hand smoke?
Secondhand smoke is what's in the air that results from someone smoking. Third-hand smoke is particles that absorb into surfaces and that it can absorb into walls, furniture, carpeting.
Clothes often, I believe,
and
too,
clothes,
right?
And hair and skin. And that is called third-hand smoke because it's a step away, but it's still definitely dangerous.
Understandably so. George, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
Just a reminder, World No Tobacco Day is May 31st, and it's a good time to start thinking about that and preparing for that and thinking about giving a call to 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Resources constantly available for folks, and these are trained professionals as well. And most importantly, like you said too, George, everything remains extremely and professionally confidential.
That is right.
George, as always, we appreciate the time, appreciate the great work that you and your colleagues do with Community Connections.
All right. Thank you very much, Tristan. Have a great day.
You as well.
Thank you.